Hi guys, you reached Patty on the Kill 'Em with Kindness show. I'm your host, Patty. This is about TikTok. So I get a request on my TikTok that I only have 228 followers. I haven't more than one TikTok account, and this one, the Baby Doll Whetstone account, I get a friend request from singer Aaron Carter, and even though he's dead, is someone using his pictures and impersonating him? A dead person who's not even around to stop these imposters. Come on now, it's really getting to a point of like people who want to go and get money from people, and you can't tell that dead person's significant other that you're being hacked. So what I did is, or messed with, I just blocked a person and reported it because Aaron Carter, the singer, is no longer with us. Rest in peace. But people who need to quit imposing as him. It's wrong. It's deceitful. It's unkind. He's not here to defend himself. It's just wrong. Plain wrong. They need to take a look in the mirror and realize what they're doing. It's just downright wrong. Because I was shocked. I was like, okay, what is going on here? There's only one Carter boy left, and that's Nick Carter, Aaron Carter's older brother. And I'm trying to say, leave Aaron Carter's life alone. Leave his pictures alone. I know you want to be him because he's such cool and everything. He's a great singer, yeah, but don't impersonate him because girls are gonna think you're him, and they're gonna think, his fans are gonna think, what in the F is going on? He's dead. He's not here. Like, come on. Leave this poor guy's image alone. Leave his name alone. You're impersonating him. Get a life of your own because it's just wrong. It's just plain effing wrong. I don't want to cuss and get booted off a Spotify podcast or that. I'm just saying it's just deceitful. It's degrading. God doesn't want you doing this. He doesn't. You need to just think of what you're doing. It could have consequences later on in life. And they could track you down. Some girl could be trapped in that web where I was a victim. I was hacked. I was cyberbullied. I was humiliated. It threw me into a depression. Real bad depression. Because I already have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Because I had trauma in my life. And that built it up to having been sad all the time and being depressed. And then having that happen last year in 2023, that happened to me. I don't want any other person, girl, guy, mother, father, grandma, uncle, grandpa, going through this crap because it's just wrong. Imposters, imposing of celebrities like Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Aaron Carter, it's deceitful. They're not here to defend themselves. Get a effing life and do something meaningful with your stuff. Going on social media and adding these random girls, pretending you're Aaron Carter. It's bullcrap. To be honest, it's fucking bullcrap. See, now I cuss. And I don't want to, it just came out. I hate it. It's downright wrong. I like TikTok, I like doing these weird effects and cool effects and getting likes and people watching my videos, but Right now is not the time to be posing as a celebrity who had mental issues. Leave Aaron Carter's name alone. Leave his image alone. Just quit being him. It's wrong. Just leave that thing alone. It's wrong. It's been a year now since Aaron Carter has been caught. Leave that boy's name out of your mouth and quit using his pictures and get a life of your own. There's more to life than just impersonating someone. Get a job. Become a parent. If you're a girl impersonating Aaron Carter, go get a job. If you're a guy impersonating Aaron Carter, go get a job. Get a girlfriend. Get the girl pregnant. Whatever. Do something better than impersonating someone. Because it's just wrong. Really wrong. Because that dude's a good singer. I grew up on Aaron Carter's music since I was a teenager, and I'm 35 now, about to be almost 36 in December, coming up this year. I'm just saying, Aaron Carter had his whole life ahead of him, but mental illness is the real villain here. And the people take advantage of that person's image, mock him, degrade him when he was alive, and he didn't need that when he was alive. Now that he's gone, people think, oh, it's okay to impersonate him, use his name, use his image. It's gonna happen, but it's just wrong. It's really wrong. I am saying this one more time. If I see any other Aaron Carter TikTok accounts, I'm gonna report it to TikTok and tell them in a message, this is wrong. This person is no longer alive. Take this impersonation down. It's wrong. It's just, it's really mean and cruel. I don't impersonate Whitney Houston, even though I'm Caucasian. I don't impersonate Michael Jackson because he's light-skinned. I don't impersonate them because it's their life. They chose what they want to do with their life. Like, Aaron Carter chose to have fun kids since he was a teenager. 15, 16. It doesn't matter, but doesn't give the people the right to use his name in vain and take his image and use it in vain. He's not here to tell his management not. Tell them what's going on, how it's making him struggle more. He's not here. But people still do it all the time. Impersonations, like impersonating Nick Carter, Aaron Carter, Mariah Carey, Carrie Underwood, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan. I can name all these celebrities. I could go on and on and on. It's just deceitful, wrong, cruel and demeaning, and those people who are doing it need to take a look at yourself in the mirror twice before doing something. Because I've done this. I made fake accounts using different girl names that I made up, using different images off of Google to get my friend to confess to someone who's now my ex-friend who chose another friend over me. That is messed up. And I cut that friendship loose because she was choosing someone else and listening to them. And she was acting like she was 14 again in high school. I can't deal with people who act like they're in high school. I'm not gonna stoop to her level. I'm not gonna say her name because it would be cruel to say it over a podcasting show that I have. But right now, you shouldn't take people's name in vain. Period. Even though you think it's fun to do it, it could hurt their loved ones. It could hurt Aaron Carter's brother, Nick. Even though it's been a year now, he's been over it after another trauma happened after that. from the following year. Eric Carr's sister PJ passed away from a drug overdose. No family needs to go through that and also have their other siblings' name taken in vain and using their pictures in vain, even though they're not here to defend themselves or say, leave me alone, stop using my name, stop using this. It's fucked up. Get a life. Move on. Do something meaningful with your life. Become a parent. Become a crossing guard. Volunteer somewhere. Go get a job at a local accounting office or a gas station. Somewhere that you won't be doing this on the phone all day, every day from anywhere. On your computer, phone, tablet, webcam, whatever it is. Stop using images of people that have passed on. They've gone to another life and stop using their name in vain. That's all I gotta say on this matter. See you on the next episode.